Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had not given birth of anyone to him, and she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, "Look now, the Lord has prevented me from giving birth. So go into my maidservant. Perhaps I will be built up from her." And Abram heeded Sarai. So Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her maidservant, after the passing of 10 years of Abram dwelling in the land of Canaan, and she gave her to Abram her husband to be his wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And she saw that she had conceived, and her mistress was made light of in her eyes. Then Sarai said to Abram, "My injuriousness be upon you. I gave my maidservant into your bosom, and she saw that she had conceived, and I am made light of in her eyes. May the Lord judge between me and you." To this Abram said to Sarai, "Look, your maidservant is in your hand. Do to her what is right in your sight." Then Sarai oppressed her, and she fled from her presence. But the angel of the Lord found her at a source of water in the desert, at the source on the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, Sarai's maidservant, where have you come from, and where are you going?" And she said, "I am fleeing from Sarai, my mistress." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "Go back to your mistress, and submit yourself under her hands." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "I will very much increase your seed, and they will not be able to be counted for their abundance." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "You see that you are pregnant, and you will give birth to a son, and you will call him Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your affliction. And he will be a wild ass of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him, and he will dwell alongside all his brothers." And she called the Lord who had been speaking to her, "You are the God of a vision." For she said, "Can I still see, right here, after my vision?" That is why they call the well Be'er Lahai Ro'i. It is located between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar gave birth to a son to Abram, and Abram called his son, whom Hagar had born, Ishmael. Now Abram was 86 years old when Hagar gave birth to Ishmael to Abram.